This is Ozarks at Large. Seasonal influenza cases are minimal this year. Experts say that's likely due to protective pandemic practices. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Last influenza season, which began autumn of 2019, ending spring 2020, was the second worst on recent state record. But this year?
Well, the incidence in Arkansas is very low. We do not have many cases of influenza around the state.
Dr. Jennifer Dillahay is state epidemiologist and medical director for immunization and outbreak response at the Arkansas Department of Health.
And that's good news for us because we certainly don't want a lot of influenza on top of the COVID-19 that we've had.
Which number well over 300,000 cases. More than 5,400 Arkansans have died from COVID-19. Since last September, however, only 1,600 positive influenza cases have been reported to the Arkansas Department of Health online database by healthcare providers.
We have had people with the flu around the state, and we have had some deaths. We've had 15 people die this flu season as a result of influenza.
Far lower compared to last flu season, which resulted in 118 deaths. Flu activity nationwide is also reportedly low. The unusually low flu incidence may be due to non-pharmaceutical interventions, NPIs, such as masking and social distancing measures Arkansans are taking to prevent contracting and spreading COVID-19.
I would say that's a very reasonable understanding of why we're having low rates of influenza right now. COVID-19 and influenza are spread the same way with respiratory droplets. So wearing a mask and maintaining a distance from others and avoiding crowds and washing your hands often, those are excellent measures to practice to prevent the spread of influenza. And so maybe after we're on the other side of the pandemic, we might want to consider maintaining some of these practices whenever we have a flu season.
Which the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is suggesting. But this year, Dillahay says some Arkansans are catching both the flu and COVID at the same time.
Yes, I have seen reports of people having both, which is, I'm sure, a very difficult situation for those patients. I have not tallied the numbers, but I have seen reports and know that that has occurred.
Influenza is caused by a virus similar to how COVID-19 is spread, mainly through respiratory droplets.
When people call for sneeze or when they touch a doorknob that's contaminated and they then touch their mouth or nose, then they can pick up the virus and people can spread it before they have symptoms a day or two before. And that's similar also to COVID-19.
Both COVID and the flu virus can affect the lungs, which in the case of influenza can lead to bacterial pneumonia and even heart failure. Prior to COVID, the typical flu season would yield between 25 to 50 million infections nationwide, more than 200,000 people hospitalized with over 23,000 deaths. A graph spanning 2005 to last year shows the worst year by far on record in Arkansas for flu was the 2017 season when 227 Arkansans died. But CDC is warning that this year's slow flu season could lead to a more virulent season next year.
So we see a high number of deaths in one year and then a low number the next year and so forth. And they tend to alternate every year or every 2 years. So it would not surprise me if this next year, because not many people were exposed to flu this year, that they would be vulnerable for flu next year.
Scientists develop flu vaccines for upcoming flu seasons based on current circulating strains. But sampling for next year's vaccines may be constrained, experts say, due to far fewer flu cases across the U.S. Plus, lower flu infection 1 year can affect natural immunity the next. Which raises the question, given we have seasonal influenza, should we expect seasonal COVID-19 once the pandemic is over?
The scientific articles I've been reading, many of them postulate that we will COVID-19 will become what we call endemic, that it's like flu and it's something that's around and on an ongoing basis. And if that is the case, the question will be, does it have a seasonality like the flu? Well, it may, but we don't know yet.
So best to mask, distance, and wash your hands, vaccinated or not, until further notice. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.